This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-Pack, now extended until the end of August. Order today at EdenPure.com and don't forget to use code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Instead of worrying about what kind of mask, just wear a mask.
If anybody ever needed a muzzle, it's him.
You know, wear a surgical mask, a cloth mask. Some people can't tolerate N95s. Rather than saying one versus the other, we need to wear masks.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch a tiger by the toe. If he hollers, let him go. My mother says to pick this one.
How about no?
I understand, respectfully, people in your profession love having kids in masks.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Not every step of this process is in our firm control.
I'm losing control of the whole world.
There are going to be instances where it doesn't work as advertised.
His foreign policy is not America first, it's Taliban first.
This country is less safe today than we were 20 years ago based upon the actions that have just taken place.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Now, anybody who's been watching TV or following the news in the last year and a half knows that Dr. Anthony Fauci is one of the great egomaniacs. I'll go so far as to say he's a megalomaniac in America, one of the great ones, even though he's very old. Usually people are slowing down. They're stopping and smelling the roses and the coffee and playing with the grandkids when they get over 80, but not Anthony Fauci. He can't wait to go on the next live shot. And Alex Berenson has just put together a great story about just some of his most memorable quotes. The arrogance of Anthony Fauci and what it means for the rest of us. I put this on Howie's homework today, by the way, so you can find it. It's in substack.com. Dr. Anthony Fauci has had himself a year or two. As President Trump fumbled, Fauci's authority grew. How Anthony Fauci became America's doctor, the New Yorker wrote in April 2020. The nickname stuck, America's doctor. Once Joe Biden replaced Donald Trump, the title essentially became official. Fauci is now, I didn't know this, chief medical advisor to the president. Chief medical advisor to the president, and that's in addition to his day job as head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. As the Washington Post explained in a slobbering July 2020 profile, at first, as soon as Fauci was anywhere, he was everywhere. The New York Times dubbed him the explainer-in-chief. He showed up to chat with Trevor Noah and Stephen Curry.
He's like the 21st century Furby. About the same size,
he was a little bit like droppings from Captain. If you didn't watch out, you'd step in it. If you didn't watch out where you were walking. But he managed. This is what he told InStyle. With all due modesty, I think I'm pretty effective. I am certainly energetic, and I think everybody thinks I am doing more than an outstanding job.
Sounds like he's auditioning to be on a reality TV show.
With all due modesty, I think I'm doing more than an outstanding job. God. As Berenson says, for now, I simply want to look at Fauci's attitude. Fauci has always been a skilled courtier. That is an underused word. That is a perfect word to describe him. That's referring to someone in like a royal court, especially in medieval times or, you know, times when the courts had all the power. And you were just someone, a courtier just sucks up to the monarch or to Cardinal Richelieu, because he would be the head courtier. He said as much in a 2014 interview with the Journal of Clinical Investigation. I think one of the best things I did was realize this is the terrain, so get used to it and get good at it. In other words, kissing rear ends. And I learned some fundamental principles. One of the first things is to understand the relationships between people in power. I never thought in my wildest dreams I would have become the advisor to five separate presidents. And Alex Berenson says, sometimes that means making sure powerful people know how much you care about and respect them and even love them. Think about it. He went to work as a hack, because that's what he is. He's a hack. He went to work as a hack. I was in high school. And a lot of people listening to the show weren't even born, including Taylor. Taylor, he'd been a hack for a generation when Taylor was born. That's how long he's been perfecting this. And he's learned to kiss ass, because he's a courtier. He's a courtier. Here's the Post, back to the Washington Post profile. Donna Shalala. When Donna Shalala, she was then the Secretary of Health and Human Services, or as Joe Biden calls it, HE. When Shalala asked Fauci to speak to the country, she had a special request. Put on your white coat, because people trust the doc. In other words, Marcus Welby, MD. And I'd like to thank the woman down in Miami who defeated Donna Shalala and knocked her out of Congress. She did us all a big favor, as that quote reminded me. Who was Tony Fauci to argue with Donna Shalala? Along the way, though, Fauci developed a healthy self-regard. President George H.W. Bush asked him to run the entire National Institutes of Health in 1989. Fauci said no. This is what he said. This is his quote to Science Magazine. This is not the time for the general to leave the battlefield to go back to the Pentagon. This is a guy who went into the federal bureaucracy to avoid being drafted and being sent to Vietnam, and now he's comparing himself to a general on the battlefield. This article is really damning.
Napoleon seems to fit.
Yeah, right down to the height. Yeah. So then they talk about what he did to Scott Atlas when Scott Atlas came. Who's a very smart guy. We've had him on the show. You've seen him on TV. He's a Stanford University MD. Within weeks, Fauci was attacking Atlas, telling CNN that Atlas was giving President Trump information that was, quote, either taken out of context or actually incorrect. But then he said, this is on CNN, I'm always willing to sit down and talk with him. That's what he said to CNN. Here's what he said to Politico. He didn't undermine me because I didn't give a bleep about him. I didn't really care what he said. You know, sometimes people speak behind your back. This guy is just, he's totally two-faced. He doesn't mind saying one thing on TV and another thing to, you know, on the web or to another reporter in public. With the public health establishment and the media on his side, Fauci was untouchable, and he knew it. And then he started saying, quite frankly, this is what he said to Rand Paul, again, an ophthalmologist, a practicing physician, unlike Fauci. Senator Paul, you do not know what you were talking about, quite frankly. And as Berenson says, quite frankly became a Fauci catchphrase of sorts. Asked in October of last year about the possibility of reaching widespread immunity against the coronavirus without waiting for a vaccine, he answered, quite frankly, that is nonsense. And anybody who knows anything about epidemiology will tell you that is nonsense and very dangerous. 2 months ago, an interview with MSNBC. Quite frankly, the attacks on me are attacks on science. If you're trying to, you know, get at me as a public health official and a scientist, you're really attacking not only Dr. Anthony Fauci, you're attacking science. So not only is he speaking of himself in the third person, always a bad sign, he's comparing himself to science. This level of arrogance would seem almost absurd if the stakes were not so high, but they are. The United States desperately needs a full and independent investigation into what Fauci and other scientists knew about the risks of gain-of-function research and whether they worked to steer scientists and reporters away from examining the origins of the virus last year. Such an inquiry may turn out to be embarrassing for the science, but it should have happened already. And then they talk about these vaccines are apparently not as effective as they claim they were. And so his solution is a third dose. But no clinical trial data shows a third dose will reduce infections, much less hospitalizations or deaths. But instead of welcoming more research, Tony Fauci has taken the position that questioning him is attacking science. Until he changes or is forced to change his attitude, we may have a hard time finding out the answers we need. Quite frankly, this is a very good story. I would suggest reading it and passing it on to your friends. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
He's making talk radio great again. He's Howie Carr.
These high school boys and girls are having a hop at the local soda fountain, innocent of a new and deadly menace lurking behind closed doors.
Howie Carr.
And again, you can find that story that I just read by Alec Behrens. Just go to HowieCarrShow.com. It's in Howie's homework. And there's a link to it right there. And you can get all the stories we talk about and just check them out for yourself at Howie's homework. It's right at the right on the homepage every day. This fall, HelloFresh is here to help me spend quality time on what really matters. HelloFresh delivers everything I need for quick and easy meals. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie14 and use code Howie14 to get up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Do you think more or less of Seth Moulton after his secret Afghanistan trip?
I think more of him.
63% think more of him.
All right. 844-500-4242. See, I don't mind someone grandstanding if it accomplishes something. I mean, Fauci's grandstanding is just about Fauci. In this case, Seth Moulton was a Democrat who was pointing out the horrible policies of the Democrat president, along with the Republican who went with him. And so I give him a pass. You know, I don't mind it. I don't mind him being on TV, and he's taking a lot of crap. So, you know, it's what they always say, you know, if you're taking a lot of flack, you must be over the target. And he's taking a lot of flack at least from the Biden administration. Fortunately, when they fired anybody, they have a tendency to miss, as we've seen in the last 7 months. Barbara, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Barbara.
Hey, Howie, thank you for all that you do, and thanks for taking my call. What troubles me tremendously with all of this Fauciism is that this man is not elected. He has no culpability. He doesn't answer to us. We can't throw him out of office. We can't reelect somebody else. He's just there.
And he's a courtier. That's why it's such a perfect word for him. You know, the courtier never went into battle, you know, during the War of the Roses, or, you know, whenever they, you know, the Hundred Years War, the courtier is always at Buckingham Palace or Versailles or wherever it is, just, you know, figuring out another way to flatter the king, right? That's what he does. He admitted it in that story. Go ahead.
To escort him out of his position. He should not, a taxpayer should not be paying this man's salary, which is outrageous. And he has contradicted himself. He has not followed science. He has shut down many doctors who disagree with him. And it's outrageous.
Yeah, and he controls all this money for grants. So, I mean, you know, even if you're not on TV, you know, if you're not Scott Atlas or Rand Paul, you know, if you go against him, you're gonna lose your grant, or you're never gonna get a grant. And so, I mean, money is power, and he controls billions of dollars, and that's part of his power too. And again, he wasn't elected. He's not on the ballot in 2022. He's never been on the ballot. Thanks for the call, Barbara. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Howie, I need you to answer a question for me.
Yes.
Can you please tell me how the Taliban survived a year and a half without masks, social distancing, PCR testing, mandatory vaccinations, and now even managed to recapture Kabul and freely rule Afghanistan in the middle of a global pandemic.
Two words for you, Bob. Social distancing. That's how they did it. They didn't. You know what they? You know what they also didn't have? They didn't have any ventilators, and they didn't have America's governor Andrew Cuomo explaining to them and lying to them about how many people were dead in the nursing homes.
They didn't have one-way aisles.
They didn't. You know what? I'll tell you another thing. They didn't have, Bob. They didn't have snitch lines. They had snitch lines, but it wasn't about who was wearing a mask and who wasn't observing social distancing and who had a Super Bowl party. It was who was collaborating with the allies. You're right. Those are all good points, though, Bob.
Did they each have to wipe down their AKs before they handed off to the next insurgent?
I don't know the answer to that. Did they have plexiglass in the mess halls? Before they, thanks. Thank you, Bob. They somehow managed to prevail in spite of not having any of the protocols that have made the Western societies such pleasurable places. By the way, did you see too that there's a study out in the UK that the smoking rates among the young went way up because people are just stuck in their house. They're looking for something to do. You know, what are you going to do? You need something to do with your hands, right? So that's traditionally what people have done for the last 200 years. You have a smoke, and people have gone back to smoking in huge numbers, unseen in like 40, 50 years. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hi, Howie. How are you doing?
Hi, good.
Just one thing I've been thinking about. Is anybody in the medical profession concerned about all the fibers that are going into the lungs of all these people and the kids? And a lot of homemade masks are being made, and those fibers, there's got to be all kinds of dyes and stuff like that.
I don't know that it's that. I mean, you take fibers into your lungs just on a normal circumstances. I think the mask is the greater danger is psychological. You know, you get away from interacting with people. You know, if you can't see somebody's face, you can't really know how to react to them. It's you're losing the human range of behavior just all the way across. We had a woman here yesterday, a young woman, and I asked her, I said, she's in high school. I said, you must be pretty angry about the mask mandate coming back. And she said, I've gotten used to it. I don't want people to see my face. What kind of attitude is that to have? But I assume
the exact kind of attitude that they want them to have. Very, very submissive one.
Right, exactly. But I mean, I'd be, if I had still had high school kids and one of my kids said that to me, I'd say, well, we got one more reason to homeschool you. Or we got one more reason to put you in a school that's not going to require masks because I don't want you growing up like this. It's just not natural. I mean, I don't even think they treat kids that badly in places like North Korea. But, you know, we're going down that road and for no reason. That's the whole thing. For no reason whatsoever. There's no evidence that this makes any difference. And even worse, there are no kids dying. Why are they doing this to the kids? And then they're going out there, people like Kate Brown, the governor of Oregon, just stating, as if it's quote unquote settled science. 413 wants to know, do the Taliban spokesman, do they list their pronouns after their names, their preferred pronouns? I don't know about that. I guess they'll have to do that though when they take over the Afghan seat at the UN on the Commission on the Status of Women. I guess they'll have to give their preferred pronouns. Zir. Z-I-R is a preferred pronoun. That's in the Royal Air Force. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Ooh. live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
508 says, what's the Taliban stand on unisex bathrooms? 844-500-4242. Here's the dictionary definition of courtier, the word that Alex Berenson was using to describe Anthony Fauci. A person who attends a royal court as a companion or advisor to the king or queen. A yes man. In other
Bring
words.
Me a small liar.
Small liar. Small liar.
I didn't do it. I didn't do it. I wasn't even there. I was at a friend's house. The check is in the mail. Not that kind of liar.
Get in a musical instrument as opposed to. But, you know, I was talking with the VIPs here about, you know, one of them said, well, what's Blinken's background? And I was thinking, he's a courtier too. Jake Sullivan. Courtier. He's a courtier's courtier. Ron Klain, the chief of staff, another courtier. And as opposed to Pompeo, and again, you know, Pompeo, you could say he's a professional politician. He'd like to run for president. It's probably not in the cards. But, you know, the guy went to West Point. He was number one in his class. He was a soldier. He went to law school. I guess he was a lawyer. He was elected to Congress. So he's had a number of different jobs and career paths that he's been down. He has some experience other than being a courtier. And this is what happens when you have courtiers calling the shots. When their only career, real career experience, they may have a law degree or something, or a trust fund. They all have trust funds, I guarantee you that. But their only experience is just sucking up to some boss. And when the boss is as dumb as Joe Biden, he doesn't even rise to the level of a courtier. He just, I don't know how he got elected. I mean, again, it's a tiny state. It's about the size, about a population the size of the city of Boston. But, you know, he was there for all those years. And what the hell did he do? Nothing. Nothing. Before we go any further, we got full lines here, but I think it's time. I've been reading this every once in a while from Ayn Rand. I know how to pronounce Rand, but I don't know how to pronounce A-Y-N. Atlas Shrugged, 1957. This is what she wrote, and it describes the situation we're in right now perfectly, I think. I've read this a few times now, but it bears repeating. When you see that in order to produce, you need to obtain permission from men who produce nothing. When you see that money is flowing to those who deal, not in goods, but in favors. When you see that men get richer by graft and by pull than by work, and your laws don't protect you against them, but protect them against you. When you see corruption being rewarded and honesty becoming a self-sacrifice, you may know that your society is doomed. And again, when you have a courtiers calling the shots, and only courtiers calling the shots, you're in big trouble. We're in big trouble. Rita, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rita.
Hi, Howie. I live in Alston, Brighton. I was driving down Western Ave today, and I was really upset when I saw this bunch of, they were either preschoolers or maybe daycare that were graduating in some way. I don't know, because they were little kids. They had caps and gowns, you know, little.
It's probably summer. It was probably the summer camps they were graduating from, right? They were all wearing masks?
Yeah, they were pretty little. And the teacher's wearing the, or the caretaker, whoever it is, wearing the mask, or the camp counselor. I said, that's child abuse. It was my car said it was 101 out. Are you kidding me? I had my AC pumping in the car, and these little kids are all wearing the mask. Outside, mind you, outside. That is ridiculous.
And you know, Rita, the worst thing is they're not in any danger. No little kids are dying just of COVID-19. But, you know, this is, it's submission. They want them to learn to obey. Thanks, Rita. 844-500-4242. I don't blame you for being disturbed. Shirley, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Shirley.
Hi, Howie. Love your show.
Thanks.
I just wanted to tell you, about an hour ago, I got an email from Mass General.
Yeah.
And it's about the third vaccine. And it said, the third dose is not a booster. It is considered part of the primary vaccine series. And they want to give the third dose.
So they've changed. So this is an another change, right?
Yeah.
This is another flip flop.
Right. And they want to give it 28 days after the second dose. So if you got your shots, you know, you're going to have to get your first and second one again.
I hadn't even thought about that because I got my shots in the winter. So is it does it mean the booster, which is now no longer a booster but just a third shot? Does that mean that you're right. Do I have to get three shots now again? Again, the only variant I'm concerned about is the FAA variant. I just want if I have to get a shot to get on a plane, I'll do it. Otherwise, I'm kind of losing my ability to grin and bear it. And it's not that I'm afraid of the shot. It's just, what's the point? When does it end? At what point? We've been promised so many things. I want to play that Fauci, those two Fauci cuts again, Taylor, if we can find them. The original cut where he says no masks, and then he's gone from no masks to one mask to two masks to one mask, and now his latest thing is anything. You know, if you've got a diaper, put a diaper on. If you've got a
People should not be walking around with masks.
You should wear the mask indoors.
There's nothing wrong with people wearing two masks. I often myself wear two masks.
Maybe I should put two masks on. There's nothing wrong with that, but there's no data that indicates that that is going to make a difference.
Instead of worrying about what kind of mask, just wear a mask. Wear a mask, wear a surgical mask, a cloth mask. Some people can't tolerate N95s. Rather than saying one versus the other, we need to wear masks.
And what's the ruling on Darth Vader masks?
I think this is the final. I mean, he'll come up with new statements, but I think this is the nearest thing to the truth. It's just, it doesn't matter. Just have something over your face. And he's basically conceding, is he not, that it has nothing to do with health? It's just, it's theater. The state tells you you have to wear a mask. You damn well wear a mask. 978 says, you can always drive to Florida. It's only 24 hours. Yeah, I used to do that, but I never really enjoyed it. And as I get older, it's like with the winter, I enjoy it less, the driving. How about a paper bag over your head? Somebody said 844-500-4242. And if you have a paper, Dr. Fauci, if I wear a paper bag over my head, can I cut out little holes for my two eyes? Or do I have to worry about the cooties getting in and attacking my eyeballs?
You got to wear goggles over those holes.
Johnny, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Johnny.
Yeah, Howie, the Taliban was able to do so well because they're illiterate, so they couldn't read the CDC warnings, and most of the women wear burqas, so it was kind of a wash.
Well, do we know that. I mean, if Fauci was in Kabul, he'd be saying these burqas work pretty well, and I'd suggest that, if you want to, you can wear two burqas. Two burqas work even better than one burqa. Right?
The Navy SEAL, Neil Gallagher, he said COVID doesn't exist over there because they don't have television. But
you know what? That's true. That may be the ultimate spreader. That's the super spreader. If you want to get rid of the super, turn off your TV and you won't. The spread will cease. That's a good point.
Howie, I actually tried to get hold of Seth Moulton. I called his office a bunch of times. And it was always right to voicemail. So I ended up did leaving a message. And it's possibly the only time I've ever agreed with him on anything. So
right.
I left a message that was nice. And because the other day when I called Stephen Lynch's office, the young intern or staffer that answered, she gave me that Jen Psaki attitude. And, I served in Iraq and Afghanistan. So I was like, nope, I went straight to profanity, all the big bad words. And I told her, he's equal, he's worthless if he doesn't do his job. But I said, Seth Moulton, I specifically said, I just hope your fact-finding mission wasn't just a jaunt overseas and actually do something critical about it and, you know, do some work.
You know, the difference between him and John Kerry on this one, and like I said, I always thought of him as a mini John Kerry, is that when John Kerry went, first, there were a couple of differences. When John Kerry went to Paris, he was still in the Navy, you know, and he was, and he actually wore the dress whites when he went to, which he had no reason to do, no orders to do, to go to the Paris peace talks over Vietnam. And the other thing is, John Kerry was just going along with Democrat Party policy. You know, he was there was no downside. I mean, you know, they could have gone after him as a, you know, violation of military orders, but no one was going to do that at that point. So there was no downside for him. I mean, Seth Moulton's taken a lot of crap from the people in his own party. He's going, and orthodoxy is much more rigidly enforced in 2021 than it was in 1971, for sure. And so, you know, you gotta give him a little credit. And again, I don't want to get gushy here or anything like that. You know, I'm kind of cynical about all politicians, and he's given me all of us a lot to be cynical about over the years. But in this case, I'm willing to give him the benefit of the doubt. 661 says, I'm going to wear my Green Hornet mask. Cato, where's my mask? We're going to get into Black Beauty. Do you have to wear a mask inside the Black Beauty when you're running around wherever the Green Hornet operates? All right, 844-500-4242. To all the listeners who, like me, have an IRA or 401k, I have an urgent warning for you. Our federal debt is now more than $28 trillion. What the government is not telling you is that the Fed is running out of ways to fight this growing burden. Inflation and tax hikes are their only way out. You've seen the 40% increase in gasoline prices since January. Have you tried to buy lumber lately? Have you noticed the shrinking portions in some packaged products at the supermarket? It's all about inflation. In this 1970-style environment, every month your dollar buys less. So if you have $50,000 or more in your retirement savings, your money could be at risk. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to get your free precious metals IRA guide and find out how you can get paid to protect your retirement. That's right. goldco.com/Howie Carr and the IRA experts at Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. So what are you waiting for? Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr. The experts at Goldco have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect themselves against inflation and tax hikes. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return after this brief commercial break.
I can still teach you a few, kid. You're just a tin horn thug and you always will be. You haven't got the guts to be anything else.
The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. We got a few Fauci cuts. These are, you know, it's like Mark Twain said about the weather in New England. If you don't like it, just wait 5 minutes. It'll be there. It'll change. And that's with Fauci. Here's just a few of his pronouncements over the last 18 months.
If you were going into a completely crowded situation where people are essentially falling all over each other, then you wear a mask. But any other time, if you're vaccinated and you're outside, put aside your mask. You don't have to wear it.
You don't have to worry about getting seriously ill. The vaccine is going to protect you against that, but it may not protect you against getting infected to the point where you may transmit it to someone else. And people say, well, wait a minute, why do I have to wear a mask if I'm vaccinated? Because you want to go the extra mile to prevent you from getting a subclinical infection that you might then inadvertently pass to someone else.
But wait a second. You just told us we didn't need to. You told us we didn't need to. Now you've changed.
So it's quite understandable, Neil, why local authorities are now saying, good that you're vaccinated, but in a situation where you have people indoors, particularly crowded, you should wear a mask.
Well, you know, John, let's get real here. If you look at scientific information as it accumulates, what is going on in January and February, what you know as a fact, as data, guides what you tell people and your policies. If March, April, May occur, you accumulate a lot more information and you modify and adjust your opinion and your recommendation based on the current.
I'm thinking of another Mark Twain line. There's lies, damned lies, and statistics. And Fauci is a past master at all of them, especially damned lies. Officer Mark says, will the Taliban enforce the $15 minimum wage, provide free pre-kindergarten prescription drugs, and of course, EBT cards for their Afghanistan constituents? Yeah, probably.
Bring me a small liar.
Small liar. I didn't do it.
I wasn't even there. I was at a friend's house. The check is in the mail.
Wrong liar. Mrs. X, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mrs. X.
Hi, Howie. How are you? Thanks for taking my call. I'll be 1 second very quickly. I feel like we're in the Village of the Damned, and I feel like the movie in The Exorcist, my head is spinning. When I listen to that fraud Fauci. The other thing, one quick point. I feel terrible for those children. I am going to ask you this question relative to the woman who called about those kids suffering in 100-degree heat with masks on at camp. Who is the biggest lobbying group in the United States?
The teachers' unions, probably. Is that what you're getting at?
No, the parents. Every parent should be ashamed that they let their children go to these camps.
But the parents aren't organized. I'm wondering, you know, where she was saying Western Avenue, I'm wondering if that was one of these Catholic school camps, because there's a church there. And my daughter used to teach at it when she was at BC. And, you know, all the Catholic schools, the Archdiocese announced, they have 69 schools, and they're all going along with the public school mandate. They said it was going to be optional. That was earlier in the summer. But now that the public schools are going to require masks only through October 1st, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, the Catholic schools are going to go along with it too. So you can't escape by putting the kids in parochial school. I don't know. Are any private schools going to stand up and say no? Or are you just going to have to homeschool your kids if you don't want them to wear the damn masks? John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
You know, all this bashing about Joe Biden in 2023, the Democrats are just going to say, we didn't realize it was that bad. It was all Joe Biden's fault, not us Democrats. And they're going to say, we got a young, vibrant, intelligent guy, a father with a child, Pete Buttigieg. And you know what?
I don't think so, John. I don't think that's good. How is Kamala Harris going to step aside? I mean, if they can't get rid of her.
The voters will get rid of her. The debates will get rid of her. Here's another thing about Cuomo that I haven't heard. You know, he was in 12 years. There's two patronage parties in New York. And when he said, I'm going to run for 16 years, the other patronage party said, I'm in Poughkeepsie. I'm assistant DA. When the hell are you going to leave? I got kids in college. I want to move up. Get the hell out of here. They told him.
I don't think so. I think he screwed up himself. He had pretty much complete power there until everything started coming apart. I think he's talking about the patronage parties, the Liberal Party and the Conservative Party. I don't know if they're still on the ballot, but they always stayed around because you'd have two lines on the ballot. So you could run as a Republican and a conservative, or a Democrat and a liberal. And in return, you gave out a few jobs to the hacks and the liberal or the conservative party. See you tomorrow. I'm Howie Carr.